This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump downplayed his relationship to Michael Cohen in an interview that aired Thursday on Fox News Channel. Speaking on Fox and Friends, he said he almost can't blame his former lawyer for cooperating with the government in exchange for a lesser sentence.
In all fairness to him, most people are going to do that. And I've seen it many times. I've had many friends involved in this stuff. It's called flipping, and it almost ought to be illegal.
Trump made the comments as his White House struggled to manage the fallout after Cohen said Trump directed a hush money scheme to buy the silence of two women who say they had affairs with him. A new set of tit-for-tat tariffs imposed by the United States and China on one another took effect Thursday. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
The new round of tariffs took effect the day after delegations from both nations met in Washington for the first of 2 days of talks aimed at resolving the dispute, the first such formal discussion since June. U.S. President Donald Trump telling Reuters in an interview this week he does not expect much progress from the discussions. The Trump administration is demanding that Beijing change its practice of heavily subsidizing its technology sector and open its markets to more U.S. goods. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull clung to power despite pressure from his own cabinet to step down. He called for his colleagues to show him a petition proving that he had lost the party's support before he would agree to a second leadership vote. Turnbull had rode an early wave of popular support when he came into power in 2015, but he has failed to win over conservative voters. Whoever replaces Mr. Turnbull as the next Prime Minister in Australia will be the country's sixth in the past 10 years. This is VOA News. The National Security Advisor, John Bolton, has told Russian officials that they can avoid new sanctions by staying out of U.S. elections. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says he pressed his Russian counterpart in a Geneva meeting about election interference.
I made it clear that we wouldn't tolerate meddling.
He added the Russians will face no new sanctions if they stop. Bolton says he got no reaction at all when he raised the issue with Nikolai Petrushev. As far as consequences if they don't stop, Bolton said the focus is on making sure there's no repetition of 2016. Asked whether the political turmoil generated by the convictions this week of two top Trump figures has any effect on his job, Bolton said,
"Of course not. I mean, that's a silly question."
I'm Warren Levinson.
U.S. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday that he had asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to study South African land and farm seizures and killing of farmers, prompting Pretoria to accuse Mr. Trump of stoking racial divisions. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
A tweet from South Africa's official government account said, "South Africa totally rejects this narrow perception, which only seeks to divide our nation and reminds us of our colonial past." The U.S. State Department was not immediately available for comment on Trump's tweet. Ramaphosa announced on August 1st that the ruling African National Congress plans to change the Constitution to allow the expropriation of land without compensation, as whites still own most of South Africa's land. Ramaphosa said any land reform will be conducted after first studying its impact on economic growth and food security. The ANC says no land has been seized since the reform plans were announced. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
An approaching typhoon has whipped up strong winds, waves, and heavy rain in southern South Korea, leaving one person missing and one injured. Typhoon Sulik is forecast to make landfall early Friday, while Typhoon Cimarron is expected to cross western Japan Thursday night. Japan's Kyodo News Agency says airlines canceled over 300 flights to and from airports in the Shinkoku and Kinki regions, while Hurricane Lane is poised to strike Hawaii, and that could be the strongest storm to hit the island chain since 1992. Former CIA Director Michael Hayden says U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to revoke the security clearance of another former CIA chief, John Brennan, was undemocratic and a threat to the broad process of how we govern ourselves.
It was taken away from him for political speech.
Hayden told VOA that Brennan had not acted in a way that fit any of the 13 criteria that exist for removing one's security clearance. Bobi Wine has been charged with treason in a Ugandan civil court Thursday. The new charge was bound to bring fresh outrage from Ugandans and global musicians after he alleged that he had been severely beaten in detention. The government denies the charge. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.